Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Welcome back to another episode of WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall, and our ever-lovely co-host...
Laura Mathis.
Excellent. You're getting better at that, Laura. So we're here to give you another wonderful podcast, but this podcast here tonight is a bit different than our other one. We're going to be bringing on KJ Meath to talk about his... excellent plugin, and he'll be with us in just a moment. And I myself just wanted to go on a little bit of a rant on some of the events that have been happening around WordPress in the last week, in particular the launch of Jetpack by Automattic, and the talk I've seen running around the web, especially over there on WP Tavern, about the Akismet and what's happening with Akismet and people thinking that it's no longer free. Well, technically it's only free if you don't make any money on your website. But Jetpack in itself, many people are thinking that Jetpack out there is violating some of Automattic's own terms by the way they're hosting it and insisting that you must register for something before the software will actually work. And then again with Akismet, because Akismet is built into the core, a lot of people are thinking that it should be separated from the core, although there are rumors that it's going to be separated with 3.2. But by having it built into the core, more and more people tend to use it, and they've changed the way it works when you sign up to get a key. When you sign up to the key, it defaults to asking you for money, which is why people are thinking it's free. But if you head over to WPTavern.com and check out the postings there, you can find out all the details on it. So that's pretty much all I've really got to rant on at the moment. You have anything there you want to rant on, Laura?
No, no.
No? Not at all?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to bring on KJ here and a little bit of introduction. You're in Chicago. We've got KJ Meath online with us. So, KJ, you're in Chicago, right?
I am, yep.
Okay. Well, we're out here on the greater west coast of both the U.S. and Canada. Laura is located down in Washington State, and I'm up here in Canada. So we've got a really good spread out going for us here. And so KJ is here to talk with us a bit about his plugin tonight. It's called... Brain fart. What's it called, Forsky? It's KJ?
It's called the Developer's Tool plugin for WordPress.
That's it. And I'm going to tell us a bit about what it does. So I'll let you take the floor there for a minute, KJ, and just give us a bit of a background on what your plugin is and why you created it.
So as we talked about earlier, I work for a company called The Nerdery. We do a lot of different types of development, WordPress being one of them, and about a year ago, we started a WordPress committee with that in the chair of. And our main goal was to figure out how to make WordPress development faster and smoother and just really speed up the whole process from beginning to end on any type of WordPress project that we do. Mm-hmm. So the idea was to create a tool for developers that basically streamline your WordPress development.
Okay.
And by doing so, just kind of cut down on the amount of time that it actually takes to develop a WordPress site.
So I take it the plugin is mostly aimed toward developers and not the average user then?
It could go both ways. It takes a lot of the code-enabled features, even some of the more complex ones, and it creates an admin user interface field that you fill in and fill out. Instead of having to know any of the code.
That could be useful. I myself installed it and started to play with it, but I didn't get a lot of time to play with it on it. And, Laura, you installed it. What did you find? You got any questions there for KJ?
Well, I was just wondering if you were planning on doing any kind of tutorial videos or if there's going to be... I'm more of an average. I don't understand the code, and I had a really hard time with the plugin. I mean, it looks like there's a lot of features there that would be neat to use, but just trying to figure it out on my own, I'm unable to.
Yep. And, I mean, the big hurdle was overcoming, going from prototype to full-on plugin. open sourcing it, getting bug fixes in, and we're finally at a point where it's stable enough, and I'm actually working with our marketing team at the Notary to kind of start setting up documentation for the plugin, and then do some online video tutorials for your average user who knows nothing about code, all the way up to, you know, an expert developer who wants to add their own features to this plugin, because it's more than a plugin, it's also a framework for plugins. So any feature you could think of that you'd want to add, it's basically a framework that allows you to add a new feature with, you know, less than 50 lines of code, and then it just drops it right into the admin user interface, so you don't have to build out this admin user interface or any of the functionality that already exists there.
Excellent. And the plugin, is it currently available up in the WordPress repository now?
It is. I just did an update last Saturday to version 1.1.0.
Mm-hmm.
This is the most solid release of them all, of course. I have a few other branches I'm working on to add other features such as custom fields, and then theme options for like header logos and banners and any type of kind of global aesthetic item you might want, but there's really no place in WordPress for you to put that.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That'll make it very interesting for usage. So, I'm not sure. It is a very, as we said, it's a very extensive plugin. What sort of problems were you trying to solve with the plugin for yourself?
For me personally, when I started working at the Nerdery, there was a very select few of us that actually did WordPress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the mentality of our resource management was that they could kind of throw anyone into WordPress and we'd be able to crank out these projects. Well, I started seeing a lot of messy code, WordPress to PHP, and as a committee, we decided to take upon ourselves to kind of standardize the way we do WordPress development at the Nerdery.
Right.
So we started with, actually the first project we started with was a skeleton, which at some point will be up on the WordPress site. It's basically a bare bones minimum, what you need to start doing a custom theme in WordPress.
Oh, really?
At the same time, we had built the prototype, which was a working version of this, but very ugly code on the back. It was kind of a proof of concept to kind of get management interested in what we were doing and then give us time to actually focus on building this, give us some of our resources in the QA department to actually test this to make sure that it was valuable and up to par with all the different languages that are included in it. And by languages, PHP.
Right.
All
the mishmash of the tons of assorted acronyms that can help put people to sleep real fast. Okay. Well, I'm not sure what else we can talk to you about on it. You got anything you want to say in particular about it? I know right now we don't have a whole lot of listeners, but I'm finding that our listeners are going back and listening to the older podcasts. So.
Well, let me tell you, I released it about a month ago, and I've already had about 2,800 downloads. And there's a support forum for people to go to, make suggestions, report bugs, request features. I've had a few hits and requests there, all of them very useful. I try to respond as soon as possible, within a week or two at most.
Right.
I definitely take into consideration any suggestions or comments you might have for it. I really want to build this so that anyone can use it.
Okay.
It's kind of like their one-stop shop for plugins, instead of having to have that vast knowledge of all the different plugins that are out there,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be the one that you use, and then maybe a few others. I find it frustrating when you install so many plugins, after about 10, some of them don't work together.
Yes, I encountered that a few times myself.
I started using WordPress when it was 2.1.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of solid plugins back then. And I think now that the community has grown, there still is that core of real solid plugins.
Right.
And some intermediate ones, and then there's some that, you know, this is that developer's first time ever building a plugin. My plugin in particular, we have a whole PHP committee that's looked at this one, but the foundation of this plugin is solid. It's not hacked together. It's real strict object-oriented PHP that's kind of on the back end, as well as object-oriented JavaScript and Vue to kind of pull this whole thing together and really make it as successful as it is.
Excellent. Yeah, I definitely understand what you mean there about the solid core of plugins versus the ones that are scattered. And I'm finding that the longer I do this, the more I see a solid core of plugins that are the most stable ones for everything I'm doing.
Yeah, I think the only two I'm currently using on every site is this one. Definitely, and then the only other one is the custom field template, which is an amazing plugin. I don't know if you've ever used it.
No, I haven't.
It basically allows you to add custom fields to any of your post types, pages, custom post types, with the Metabox feature that's kind of built into WordPress. It's one of those code-enabled features that, unless you're a developer, has played with it, knows how to set it up.
Yeah.
Kind of difficult to use. And it's amazing in that it's very flexible, very robust. There are certain things I dislike about it, but there are definitely things that when I incorporate custom fields into the plugin, I will definitely take from there.
Excellent. Yeah, I definitely have run into times where I've needed custom fields for some of the things I've been doing.
Yeah, if you're familiar with other CMSs, such as Joomla or Drupal or Expression Engine.
Oh, yeah.
Drupal especially is extremely robust in, you know, the custom content type, custom fields, the whole CCK module that's actually included in Drupal 7 Core now. Really, that's what makes Drupal as powerful and popular as it is, because it's so wide open and you can really build anything. And I think, you know, with the release of WordPress 3, WordPress definitely
didn't. Yeah, I've seen a lot of changes in WordPress just in the 2.5 years that I've been using it solid. So it keeps coming up, and since they're talking about getting the update changes to go on a 6-month cycle, now they're trying to get to go the point changes on a 6-month cycle. So
that's gonna be awesome.
What's that?
I was at DrupalCon last week in Chicago. And, you know, anytime they brought up WordPress, you'd hear people in the crowd booing, because it's definitely it's a contender. You know, it's as robust yet as Drupal Expression Engine, but the power is going to rock the world.
Yeah, that is going to. All right, so that's pretty much everything we've got. If you want to hang around for a couple more minutes and just chat, that'd be great. We've got to ramble on about what we're going to do with our next episode, and I'm not sure what else we should, you know, talk to about to our listeners out there. And I do have to thank a couple of listeners. I got to go pull up those emails. I forgot to have them up and ready for me. I actually got some real emails this last week.
Some real emails, huh?
Some real emails. Talking about the podcast and the screencast we're doing. So I was rather happy to see that. Where did I put them? And so are you still with us, KJ?
I am, yep.
Okay. So anyway, before I start wandering off there, I want to say a great big thank you to KJ for coming on the show and actually being our first interviewee guest. You got to be the guinea pig for us.
Did all right.
Oh, it did fine. It's a podcast. You know, I'm only on episode 24 now. Yeah, I forgot to mention that at the beginning. We're on episode 24, so we're still in the growing phase of it. I don't know if you... Do you listen to many podcasts out there?
You know, unfortunately, I don't. I actually, on top of development, was an audio engineer and edited podcasts for about 2.5 years. So kind of... have the experience of listening to and editing, but never really been on one.
So how did you stumble across my little podcast then? Because you contacted me.
I think it was a Google search for, you know, recommended WordPress plugins or something along those lines.
Oh, that's nice. It's good to know I show up in that area. I've been working towards training because I offer WordPress training out here in Victoria. So
I've had some people in Chicago here ask me, I don't have the time. WordPress is just kind of one of those side hobbies compared to everything else that I've been doing at the movies.
Yeah. All right, so I've got to find his email. I should remember to put them in a special folder just for the podcast. Actually, it actually came through the contact on my website, so I'll just pop into my website and go get it. That's the beauty of it. They didn't actually come through. What if you're one of our great listeners out there that get this through iTunes or Blueberry, please go leave us some feedback in those two spots. We'd be very ecstatic if I logged into iTunes and saw that people have started leaving me ratings. And
did you find your email yet?
No, I'm getting logged into my site right now so that I can go in there and check it out. The wonderful thing about if you use Gravity Forms, which I highly recommend, is Gravity Forms keeps a record of everything for you. So you can always wander back in there at a later date and go, oh yeah, that's what I was looking for, in case you stuck it somewhere in your ridiculously long list of emails in your inbox. So, trying to keep that out of there. And here we have it. Here it is. It came from Sector 5. It's from Christian at sector5.com. He sent an email thanking us for the informative YouTube videos on Simple Ads Manager. And thanks a lot. He said he enjoyed it. He had a couple questions about what we did with it, and so I was happy to send back some responses for those questions. I do remember it now. And if you send us emails, we'll read out some of it, and we will give you a plug on the website when we do the show notes, and we'll also give you a plug on the podcast. So that gets you a little bit of information. Do you want to plug your website or your business there, KJ?
Yeah, so I'm a software engineer at the Nerdery. And the plugin site is developertools.kjneath, which is neath.com.
And those links... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
You can also just do a Google search for WordPress Developers Tool plugin, and you should find it right on the WordPress repo.
And the links will also be there in the show notes. We'll make sure all that gets up there for everyone. So that's pretty much it. Do you have anything else you want to say there, Laura?
Oh, no. Thanks for having me here tonight.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure being on the episode again. I'm enjoying co-hosting with you.
Well, that's always lots of fun, you know. We find that we bring a female on, it increases the geek quotient, you know. Geeks love women. anything else you'd like to say there, KJ?
No, thanks for having me.
Okay. Well, that's it. That's it for our show. So that has been episode 24 of WordPress Plugins from A to Z with your host, John Overall. So we are out of here today, and I'm going to try one last thing here to close out the show. Let's see if my extra actually works. This podcast, copyright 2011 by johnoverall.com, and may not be redistributed without the consent from John. I'd also like to thank Scott Thorpe for his musical contributions. It really helps give the show some class. Tune in regularly to hear the Crusaders for New Temple discuss more in the world of Warcraft.
I hit the wrong extra. I'll have to trim that.
Okay, so that's the end of our show for today. I'm going to have to, I'll fix that in post-op there. Take care.